Justin Hardy, Hyo Silver, the Lone Ranger. With his faithful Indian companion Tonto, the masked rider of the plains led the fight for law and order in the early western United States. The stories of his strength and courage, his daring and resourcefulness have come down to us through the generations. And nowhere in the pages of history can one find a greater champion of justice. Return with us now to those thrilling days of yesteryear. From out of the past, the thundering hoofbeats of the great horse, Silver. The Lone Ranger rides again.
Come on, Silver. Hurry, big fellow. Hail, Silver. Away!
Old Joe Allison unconsciously drew his horse over close to the side of his daughter, Mary, who handled the spirited animal she was riding with the skill of years in the saddle.
Yeah, that horse you're riding. I picked him up for you when you was only 12.
I'll never forget the day. I guess I was the happiest kid in the territory to own such a fine horse as Majesty. And I still am, Dad. There isn't a finer horse alive. Is there, Majesty?
Well, if there is, there's only one.
A horse finer than
Majesty? Finer than Majesty? Well, it's true, Mary.
Why, Dad, what an awful thing to say.
Oh, now, Majesty's a fine animal. Got sense, spirit, stamina, just about everything there is. But he ain't got what Silver's got. And don't ask me what it is, because I can't name it for you.
Silver?
Yeah, that's the horse's name, Silver. Big, pure white stallion. Must stand near 17 hands high.
Well, where is this white stallion? Who owns him?
A man whose friendship I treasure, Mary. He's known as the Lone Ranger.
The Lone Ranger? Well, I've heard of him many times. You mean to say that he's your friend?
He's everybody's friend, child. I just had the good fortune to get better acquainted with him than others.
Oh? Oh, you never told me about it.
Well, it's a long story. I'll tell you some of it now on the way home.
Oh, gee, I bet it's exciting.
Well, I don't know. Some of it's better left untold. You see, the way I happened to meet up with him...
The most exciting thing I ever heard. But what happened to the outlaw, Alan? I suppose the Lone Ranger saw to it that the fella got quick punishment.
Oh, not punishment in this case, Mary. Justice. There's a difference. You see, this Alice fella had made a couple of mistakes, but he wasn't really bad. And he really wanted a chance to prove it. Prove himself a good man, fit to associate with other good men. And the Lone Ranger gave him that chance.
And did he prove to be good?
Yep. Leastways, he proved it to himself, and...
And what? What are you staring at?
Ahead. Here, look ahead, Mary, in the ranch yard. Looks like we got company.
What? That crowd. Oh, Dad, if there's been more trouble...
I might have known things was going too peaceful at last. That's bad news waiting for us, Mary, or I ain't never had any. Get up there. Come on.
Come on, Majesty. Yeah.
Whoa.
Howdy, Bud. Yeah, what brings you fellas here of an afternoon? Hiya, Clint. Hello, Jeff.
We're fixing to do some riding, Joe. Up into the Trinities.
Well, that's pretty rough country, son. Oh, you got my riders, too, huh?
We got all the riders we can muster up. You going with us?
Why, no, I hadn't figured out.
Joe, when we made you leader of the ranchers organization in Lost River Basin, we didn't figure we was picking a man who don't even carry a gun and then try to settle some bad business with peace talk.
Now, hold on, you fellas, and listen to me. Guns is for fighting men, whether they be lawmakers or lawbreakers. We ain't either one. We're cattlemen. If the law can't stop this thieving, well, we can't. Ain't no sense to start a mess of shooting and killing without knowing what we're doing.
Joe, you know as well as we do. There's more to this trouble than just stealing. Somebody's trying to break us up. Somebody wants to see the last few ranches in the basin go broke. And so far, we ain't done a thing to prevent that somebody from just about doing like they please.
Well, I was figuring on hiring more riders, so to put up a stronger defense.
Defense? I'm sick and tired of defense. I want action.
Yeah, come on. Come on.
Mary.
Yes, Ted?
There's either one of two men I wish was here right now. Things would be different than they are.
Either of two men? What men, Ted?
Well, first off, I'd wish to see your brother Greg come home. Next off, I'd like to see the Lone Ranger ride up on that big horse Silver of his. Yep, either one of them. Things would be different.
Greg would want to fight it out, like the other men around here, our neighbors.
Yeah, that's the trouble. It's a job for fighting men, and fighting men shoot. Shoot to kill. Mary, I don't want Greg to be a killer.
I understand that.
Oh, if I only knew how to get in touch with the Lone Ranger. Maybe Greg would know where to find the Lone Ranger. Both of them get around places.
Well, let's write to Greg. We don't have to tell him we're in trouble. We'll just ask him if he knows the Lone Ranger. And if he does, tell him to tell the Lone Ranger you'd like to see him.
No. Can't be done, Mary. Can't be done.
But why can't it be done, Dad? There's no reason
why. Oh, yes, there is, Mary. Reason I just can't exactly explain to you.
Dad, I can't understand
why... It can't be done, daughter. So you might as well forget about asking Greg. Chances are he don't know the Lone Ranger anyhow.
Many miles north of the Circle A, the famed masked rider of the plains, the Lone Ranger, stood beside a small campfire. Nearby, the great horse Silver grazed leisurely on the sparse range grass. The masked man was watching a small spiral of yellow dust rise upwards in the distance. Suddenly, Silver lifted his head and nickered softly.
Yes, Silver, I think that's Tonto and Scout. He's riding hard. Must be in a hurry to get to camp. Here he comes in, Silver.
Whoa, Scout, whoa, fella, whoa. Oh, how came this up?
You've ridden pretty hard, Tonto.
Tonto, hurry. That letter. Here.
This letter isn't addressed to me, Tonto. Addressed to a man named Greg Allison.
Me no. Me go to village to get supplies. Store in post office. Young fella come in, get letter. That letter.
Hey, listen, you fellas.
Quiet, Greg's got something.
He got a letter.
Hey, something in it, maybe.
Now, listen to this. I just got a letter from my kid sister. And she wants to know if I know the Lone Ranger.
Lone Ranger? He don't stay put long enough for anybody to know.
There ain't no such guy.
Oh, yes, there is. I saw him once.
You're a loco.
This kid's sister of mine's a queer one. She says she can't tell me why, but the dad would like to have the Lone Ranger come and see him.
It's maybe no laughing matter. I say I've seen the Lone Ranger in my day, and wherever he's at, somebody's in trouble. You can bet your bottom dollar on that.
Yeah, maybe you're right. Greg, maybe your father's needing help.
No. If Dad was in trouble, he'd ask for me first thing.
You might be mistaken, Greg.
Anyway, I don't know the Lone Ranger. And I don't know where to find him if I did know him.
Yes, Tonto, that's exactly what this letter says. It's signed Mary Allison of Circle A Ranch at Brownston, Lost River Basin.
Oh, Tonto, pick up letter after fella in post office. Throw it on floor.
I must find this young man, Tonto. I think I know his father. And if I'm right, he is in trouble.
Young fella working railroad office. Come to find out.
Here, Silver.
Steady, Scout. Steady.
Steady, Silver.
Get him up, Scout.
One, Silver.
I'd never have believed it if I hadn't got the letter from Mary. No, sir. A Lone Ranger himself.
Greg, I believe your father is in trouble.
Maybe so. But he's always been a peaceable man.
Trouble is sometimes forced on peaceable people.
That's right. Well, I'd go down there to find out, but Mary says Dad wants to see you. If he'd have wanted me, Dad would have said so.
Both of us are going. If your dad needs me, he also needs you.
Just as you say. I'll go.
Greg, you know how to use a gun?
Well, a little. Dad never wanted me toting shooting irons much. He always said guns are for fighting men. And I'm not much of a fighting man.
You may have to use a gun. There's a bad gang operating down there. You better know how. In the next few days, I'll teach you something about it.
Don't count on me too much.
A young fellow with the steady eyes and steady hands you have should learn quickly. Can you be ready to leave soon?
In an hour.
Meet Tonto and me at Twin Forks. We'll be waiting. Adios.
Come on, Silver!
The men seated about the card table in the Longhorn Cafe were well satisfied to be there. Through the heat of the day, they stayed in the cool back room, gambling and drinking. And at night, no one could say where Big Nate Rawlings or Sleepy Jim Smith or Barry Kessler might be found.
Listen, there's a fellow out front. Wants to know where he can find Nate Matt Rawlings.
Huh?
Never seen him before. Stranger in these parts.
Sit tight, you gents. I'll give him the once-over through the peephole.
What's a stranger look like, Pop?
Big Jasper Berry. Looks like he might be a bad hombre, if you ask me.
All right. Send him in, Pop.
You know the gent, Rawlings?
Never set eyes on him before. Looks like an owl hooter to me.
Get going, Pop. Show the gentleman in.
Huh? Oh, yeah, yeah, sure. Sure.
Come on in, mister. Rawlings is back here.
You want to see me?
I want to see Nate Rawlings.
Yeah? What about?
None of your business, friend. Unless you happen to be Nate Rawlings.
I am Rawlings. And I'm busy, see? Now, what do you want?
I want a job, mister. So I can be busy. Like you fellas are busy.
Meaning what, stranger?
Yeah. You trying to come in here and act funny?
Let's see now. You're a Slater, I reckon. Sleepy Jim Slater. You must be Barry Kessler.
Now, look, fella. We know who we are. Question is, who are you?
Name is Stacy. I'm hunting a job.
Well, why don't you go brace Joe Allison at the Circle A or Dave Tressel out to the Lazy J, huh?
Don't like the hours they work, Rawlings.
No?
I'd rather work nights and play poker with you gents in the daytime. Well, I can't cook worth a hoot. Outside of that, I reckon I know all the tricks a man would need working for Nate Rawlings.
Sit down, Stacy.
Thanks.
Now, you talk like a right smart hombre, don't you, fellas?
Yeah, it could be.
Of course, I don't know. But from all I've ever heard, most lawmen are fairly smart. Texas Rangers, United States Marshals, and the like. You, know any of them kind?
I know lots of them kind, Rawlings. And I know lots of your kind, too. If I was a badge toter like you Jaspers is worrying about, I could...
Hey.
I could lay a couple of six guns under your noses just this easy. See?
Put them away, Stacy. I reckon maybe we can find room for your talent after all.
The curtain falls on the first act of our Lone Ranger story. Before the next exciting scenes, please permit us to pause for just a few moments. to continue our story. The efforts of organized law in trying to stem the wave of outlawry that spread itself over the Lost River Basin were so feeble as to be called pathetic. The raiders grew more and more bold with each passing day and laughed in the knowledge that old Joe Allison was still trying to keep the ranchmen from riding the warpath. In his headquarters at the Longhorn Cafe, Big Nate Rawlings confided in the newest member of the gang, Greg Stacy.
You see, Stacy, what we're getting now is just a drop in the bucket.
Yeah?
Sure. Now, the way I figure, there's a million homesteaders and sodbusters still heading out this way for free land, see? Only the homesteads are all gone.
Mm.
Now, take a fella owning a spread like the Circle A or the Rafter or the Tomahawk. There's a pile of little farms in every one of them places, savvy?
You mean...
Sure. Fella could break them up into quarter sections, see? And sell them off at a fancy price to the dirt farmers.
Mm. Sounds like big business.
But that's only the beginning. And see, it's kind of a permanent job for you boys. Once the farmer gets all settled and does a pile of work on the place, we make it our business to see that he can't meet his payments, savvy?
So we run him off and resell the place to someone else?
Sure, that's the idea. I tell you, Stacy, there's $1 million in the deal. And it won't take long, either.
Question is, how long will it take to run the ranchers out?
From here on out, we move muy pronto. We'll smash old man Allison's Circle A first, then the rest will be easy. There ain't a dime's worth of fighting spirit in the whole yellow bunch of them.
Oh, Susanna, don't you cry for me, for my life.
Charlie, look out! Stampede!
Don't move, Allison. I want that wallet you're packing.
Somebody been giving you bad advice, fella. Or else that bandana over your face has got you all mixed up.
Shut up, old man. You got $1,100 payroll money, and I want it.
All right. Here, take it, you...
Uh-oh, Grandpap. Don't start calling names now. Sure wish all my customers was as gentle as you.
Digging into that old trunk for?
Well, if I can get this lid busted open, I'll show you. I'm aiming to show a lot of other people.
I can't imagine.
Now, let's see where they are. Here they are. Yep, just like I left them.
Guns? Why, Dad, I never knew you had a gun.
You've heard me say guns is for fighting men, Mary. Well, I guess it's time I was remembering how these guns belong to a fighting man. I'll lay them here on the table. I can find my old gun belt in here somewheres.
I can't believe it, Dad. May I pick one up and look at it?
Sure, they ain't loaded. But I'm aiming to load them. Pretty, ain't they, Mary?
Dad.
What is it, Mary? What's the matter? You ain't scared of an old pistol, are you?
Dad, you're the outlaw who shot it out with the Lone Ranger.
How'd you...
The name here on the silver plate. Joe Ellis.
Well, I wasn't aiming for you to see that. Just forgot my name was engraved on the butt, Mary. Well, ain't no use dodging facts. Me and Joe Ellis is one and the same.
Oh, Dad.
Hello, Bud.
Joe, what are you doing with those two guns? Seems I recall you saying guns is for fighting men.
Frank, Jeff, Bill, move away from that wall.
What's the matter, Joe? What are you... Hey, look out!
That's with the left hand, Bud. Now here's the right.
Frank, leap in bullfrogs. Look at you, Jaspers.
Hey, look at these timbers.
Yeah, give a look, Bud. Perfect Circle A with 12 shots.
Joe, I guess I owe you an apology. When you said guns is for fighting men, I reckon you knew what you was talking about. It takes a fighting man to shoot like that.
That's my brand in that timber, boys, and I'm figuring to keep it there. Hey! All right, now let's get down to business.
Ah!
All right, now shut up and listen. We've been fooling with that Allison outfit long enough. Tonight we're going to finish the job.
Somebody coming, Nate?
Yeah, probably Kessler, late as usual.
Hold everything. Nate had just come back from the Box Canyon.
Well?
The place is empty. Cleaned out. Complete.
Are you crazy? How could... Yeah, you must be mistaken, Kessler. There ain't nobody knows about that place.
Except us fellas right here.
Sure, we're the only... What do you mean?
Somebody in this room stampeded every last head of stock out of there. And I know who that somebody is.
What's he saying? Go on, Kessler.
Stacy.
Yeah?
What are you up to?
Your hired man here is working on two payrolls.
What are you...
Sleepy, you and me are going to make hash out of Mr. Greg Stacy right now.
Ready when you are, Cass.
Maybe we ought to call the skunk by his right name.
And what'd that be, Kessler?
His name is Greg Allison, Nate. Joe Allison's kid.
So, a very foxy fella, huh?
Yeah, got wise to him just in time, too. Now, the way ahead...
Watch it! Go! Hold your fire! He's got the advantage in the dark. Oh, I'm hit! Boy, get him!
You talk too much, Rawlings. Can't find me that way, boys. Why'd somebody strike a light? See you again, boys. I gotta go now.
He's gone out the door. After him. Go after him yourself, Kessler. I ain't aiming to be the first man through that door.
Maybe Sleepy will lead out.
Not with that guy Stacy slinging lead that way, I ain't. He sure went out of here like a fighting man.
Fighting man? He's a plain downright sneaking varmint. And it means just one thing.
What do you mean?
No telling how much information that hombre has passed along to the Allison outfit. He'll be heading back there, probably. You men get on your horses, pronto.
What are you going to do, skip out of the territory?
Skip out? Nothing. We're riding to the Circle A. We'll wipe out every last man on that spread.
Driven by a furious rage at the sudden turn of events, Big Nate Rawlings and his men stormed the Circle A in the middle of the night, catching the occupants wholly unprepared.
We've got to get help. Those murdering rats will set fire to the buildings before they're through.
Dad, let me go for help. I'll take Majesty.
No, I wouldn't risk it.
But would you risk my being caught here by those men?
Mary. Oh, you're right, child. It's up to you and Majesty. Go on, and God be with you.
I'm sorry. This...
Pull Silver, steady boy. Easy. What is it, Tonto?
Horse run. Plenty fast.
Steady, Silver. Yes, no one but a madman would ride through this country like that at night.
Over there. Me see horse run in moonlight. Look like rider try stop it.
Otto, that horse is a runaway. And whoever is riding him will certainly take a bad fall.
You try catch him?
Yes, come on, Silver. Faster, Silver. Faster, boy. We're gaining now. Come on, Silver.
Oh, Majesty!
Steady now, Silver. Closer, boy. I'll get a grip on that bridle. There! Oh, Silver, steady now. Easy, boy, back.
Oh, thank heaven you're here.
You know me?
Yes. Your beautiful white horse. You called him Silver, and you're wearing a mask. You must be the Lone Ranger.
And you?
Mary Allison, Joe Allison's daughter. Please, come quickly. They've stormed the ranch house.
Before we start, there's somebody I want you to meet.
But there's no time to lose. We must hurry. Dad and his men can't hold out much longer.
I understand. But come with me. Come on, boy. Oh, Silver, steady. Easy, man.
Great work, masked man. Stopping that horse.
Girl, not hurt, huh?
Mary, you recognize this man?
It's Greg, my brother. Oh, Greg, you did bring the Lone Ranger.
Mary, I didn't bring the Lone Ranger. I came with him.
We'd better be on our way to the Circle A.
Yes, we must hurry.
Come on, Silver.
Get up. Come on.
Boys, looks like we've got to make the break, whether we want to or not.
Yeah, either get out or get burned to death.
The mangy buzzards. Well, at least Mary got away.
Joe, listen. Mary must have got help. There's someone coming.
Boys, that's the Lone Ranger. He's here. He's come at last.
Wow. Look at that man sail into them hombres.
And the engine with him.
Yeah, that's a fightin'est pair I ever did see.
Hey, who's that other man with him?
Yeah, I wonder who he is.
Jumpin' jeepers, you know who that is? That's my boy, Greg. And look at him using that gun.
Sure enough, it's Greg, all right. I can tell by the way he sets that roll.
My boy, a fightin' man. Come on, boys. Let's show him that guns is for fightin' men.
Fire!
We should have blasted that Rollins outfit off the face of the earth when this trouble first started.
Well, you see, we wasn't sure, and once before I killed the wrong man.
Mr. Allison, your men have rounded up Rawlings, and what few of his men are alive.
Yeah, we got him hogtied plenty.
There's one thing I want you to know. Your son, Greg, has evidence enough against Rawlings and his gang to send them all to prison or the gallows.
You see, Dad, the Lone Ranger suggested that I could get the goods on Rawlings if I joined his gang.
Was you that hombre named Stacy they've been talking about? They're sure mad at him. Seems like he was a shooting man.
Stacy and I are one and the same. Stacy's the name I used. And the Lone Ranger trained me how to handle a gun.
Well, by jeepers, Greg, the Lone Ranger sure did a good job of it. You were certainly slinging lead when you and the Lone Ranger rode into that mob of varmints.
Guess I won't need these guns anymore, though.
Well, why not, son?
The Lone Ranger told me the same thing you used to tell me. He said guns are for fighting men.
Greg, son, it was the Lone Ranger who told me that in the first place.
You knew the Lone Ranger? He told you that? Guns are for fighting men?
It's a long story, Greg. Maybe Mary will tell you about it.
Yes, Greg. You see, Dad knew the Lone Ranger.
Hey, say, where is the masked man? He was here a minute ago.
Oh, he's gone. No, there he is, riding away.
Catch him! Catch him, somebody!
Catch him? Dad, where'd you find a horse that could run like Silver?
I'll Silver! Away!
The story you have just heard is a copyrighted feature of the Lone Ranger Incorporated.